Well, she's a mother of five. She's a graduate of the Extension School at Harvard University. Oh, yeah, and by the way, she's the wife of Mitt Romney, former governor. And joining us now of Massachusetts is the former First Lady of Massachusetts, Ann Romney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on board. Look, one of the things about being a former First Lady, and I'm sure, you know, traveling around the country, is having to go out and deal with folks. Did you enjoy being a First Lady when you were there in Massachusetts?
You know, it's a wonderful honor. It's a privilege. You have a very different sense when you walk in and walk into the State House with my husband and feel like you now have millions of people that are you may affect in one way or another. And it's just an awesome responsibility, and I loved it. And there are so many good people that you meet along the way, and new friends you make, and you also learn a lot. You really do learn a lot about different areas of the state when I was First Lady that I wasn't aware of. But mostly, you come away impressed with people that are working to really make a difference in people's lives.
One of the things in looking at when you were First Lady, I saw that you had been working with some young people's issues like teenage pregnancy as well as some faith issues. But also I see now that if there is a First Lady of the United States, Ann Romney, that you're interested in working with at-risk youth and maybe even multiple sclerosis. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, I worked for a long time in Massachusetts, having raised my own five boys and done a pretty good job, I feel like, with raising them. I was always interested in working with at-risk youth and got involved in that and saw what a difference it makes that with people that cared about them and saw them as valuable and loved, that just saw what a huge difference it made in their lives. And so I would love to continue to be involved with working in the same area. But I think maybe some of your listeners know that I also suffer from multiple sclerosis. And for me, it's a heartache to see other people across the country that I meet everywhere across the trail that have family members that are suffering or they themselves are suffering. And I would love to be able to find a cure. And I'm working with my good doctor, Dr. Howard Weiner in Boston, who is, had such a huge impact in my life and keeping me going. But he also is very involved in research. And we're going to do everything we can once things settle down a little bit to try to figure out how we can make a much bigger impact on bringing research dollars to multiple sclerosis.
Tomorrow's Election Day here in Maryland, also Wisconsin and the District of Columbia, and we're speaking with the primary elections here. We're speaking with Ann Romney, the wife of former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, talking to her about Election Day coming up. And one of the things, Ann Romney, that folks talk about is the fact that sometimes that your husband, Governor Mitt Romney, and I've seen him like in casual conversations, and he comes off very, very, you know, smooth and okay. But sometimes he appears stiff. Do you have to fight back some criticism? Like, my husband isn't stiff, okay?
Well, I guess we better unzip him and let the real Mitt Romney out, because he is not. It is so funny to me that is the perception out there, because he is funny, he's engaging, he's witty. He's always playing jokes. He's when I met him when I was a teenager, he was the life of the party. And yet, you know, he is also a very serious person and a very accomplished person. And I think most of the time people see him in a debate setting or something else. So that's why I like getting out there. It's being able to let people see the other side of Mitt and know us in a different reflection with when you see the family and with how funny he is with the boys and with the grandkids and just a super super guy he is. So that's part of what I'm doing is letting people see that other side of Mitt.
Also, one of the names that I didn't say this. Okay, I got this name, but are you apparently called the Mitt Stabilizer? Have you heard that before?
Oh yeah, my kids. I mean, that's my boys. That's
well, that you kind of keep things balanced for the former governor. So, what does it mean? What does it mean to be the Mitt Stabilizer?
Well, you know, I think a lot of us in marriage know that you play different roles with at different times, and Mitt can get very intense. And I have the ability to kind of talk him off the rail sometimes and just say, hey, let's look at what's really important and let's do that. Now, I will tell you, he does the same thing for me. So I think, you know, I think in marriage it's always a little bit of that give and take and rebalancing that we have to do and how we can help each other. But I have been known at times by my sons, that is the name that they call me, is the Mitt Stabilizer.
Well, former Governor Robert Ehrlich, who was a governor here, Republican governor in Maryland, has endorsed your husband, Governor Romney. It was an event where they were at together, and they were both governors basically through some of the same times. I don't know if you have a relationship with Governor Ehrlich or former First Lady Kendall, but I know that they think very fondly of your husband.
Well, it is a great fraternity and sorority that you establish when you are governors together, because you do have meetings together and we get to meet these wonderful people. And Governor Ehrlich is what, you know, my husband's very fond of him, thinks he's a very capable guy. And so, yes, you do. That's the thing I was telling you about earlier, is you meet people you would never have met, and you have friends that you develop over a lifetime like that that just enriches your life.
Now, when you're stumping, and I'm going to let you go with this, we're speaking once again with Ann Romney, former First Lady of State of Massachusetts and wife of former Governor Mitt Romney. When you're stumping, what do you really want people to know, particularly as they're heading to the polls? You're the stump of WBAL radio right now. What do you want folks to know?
Do you know what? I and this is what people talk to me about all the time, is that this message that we're taking across the country is an economic message. It's a message about jobs and about the economy, and it's also about budget deficits. And the reason I like to talk to women in particular is that I want them to think about their children and their grandchildren, that we do not want those kids to have the burdens of this budget deficit, which they'll have to be the ones paying the bills and paying back that debt. We're the ones spending the money, and it's just not responsible. And I think a lot of women are getting very angry about that and want some adult to come in and say, stop. We've got to stop the madness. We've got to shrink the size of government. We've got to deal with this massive debt and leave our children in a better place so they're not responsible for having to pay back the excesses that we're spending on right now.
Ann Romney and Mitt Stabilizer, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the elections tomorrow in Wisconsin, Maryland, and District of Columbia.
Thank you so much.